Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Hey, I just want to say a big thank you to all of you that wished me a happy birthday yesterday. Thank you so much. Made me feel all warm and gooey. It's the 21st of April, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past, well, let's just say past 3 days. Hopefully in around 5 minutes. We shall see. So it used to be one of these things that, you want to have a direct message, you got to follow me first. Come on, yeah, follow me, then that way I can direct message you. Well, that's not the way it's going to be anymore on Twitter. This could be good and a freaking nightmare to come. Twitter has now implemented a new optional feature, thank goodness, that opens up your account to messages from anyone. The new setting, by the way, is turned off by default, which is probably a good thing. But you can easily switch things on by going to your settings menu, clicking a little thing that says receive direct messages from anybody, and then just save those changes. Now, no, this isn't going to affect anything with your direct messages with the people you follow already and they follow you. That's just going to stay the same. Staying on that subject of Twitter has revised its privacy policy just over this last weekend, changing where it's going to handle the account information for users outside of the U.S. Account information is going to be handled by Twitter International, and that is in Dublin, Ireland. Aye. That means all of your account information will be subject to Irish privacy and data protection laws. For those of you that created your Twitter accounts in the U.S., yep, that's still going to be handled by the head office in San Francisco. So why the switch for international users? Here's a hint. It starts with an M and ends with a Y. Ireland is a little bit more favorable on the corporation tax, and it's often the reason why you see so many IT companies settle right over there. It's got nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the bottom line. Hey, while we're on the subject of things on the bottom, hey, let's talk about Nokia. Huh? Who? What? Come on, you remember Nokia. You know, they used to make phones and now we don't even know what they make. Well, after a year since Microsoft acquired Nokia's phone business, it is rumored that the company is going to be plotting a return to selling phones. Recoders reporting that Nokia is planning on to return to the consumer mobile market as early as next year. So we got a long way to go. Nokia is actually kind of restricted from using the Nokia brand name on phones until the fourth quarter of 2016. That's according to the agreement with Microsoft. But let's remember, that didn't stop Nokia from launching basically what looked like an iPad running on Android last year. Sources inside Nokia says yes, given the opportunity, they believe they are ready to compete with the likes of Samsung, Sony Ericsson, and those other smartphone manufacturers that we know oh so well. Here's the bigger question. Will you buy a Nokia? That's kind of what I thought. Have you ever kind of wondered that since Netflix has been kind of branding out all across the world, while the pricing seems a little different here and a little different there and there and there? Well, there's a major reason for that. Pirates. Yes, indeed. And if you're living in a country where, let's just how we say, piracy is pretty dominant, yeah, you probably noticed that your subscriptions are quite reasonable there. According to Netflix's CEO David Wells, he says that a country's piracy rate is the primary factor for determining the service's local price. Going on to say that Netflix would not want to come out with a high price because there's lots of piracy, and we gotta compete with that. He said Netflix strongly knows that piracy is not going away, and if you can't stamp it out, you best compete with it. Who knew piracy would be good for competition?
Since it is Tuesday, yes, we've got some Russian news for you, yes, very much indeed. Seems the Russians are back in the cyber attack news again. And this time there is undiscovered exploits to hack governments. Yes, 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 this is what we do on our days off in Russia.
Researchers over at the group of FireEye have determined that APT-28, that is, by the way, a politically motivated Russian hacking group, have used unpatched exploits in Flash Player and in Windows in a series of assaults against specific foreign government organizations, particularly those in the U.S. Now, if you're worried about these exploits, hey, don't worry. Patches for the flaws are ready to go, or they're going to be on their way. But folks over at Adobe at Microsoft said that these vulnerabilities by APT-28 are very skilled, saying that less experienced groups would use off-the-shelf code. These people are pros. Hey, I kind of thought the people at Microsoft and Adobe would be the pros.
But apparently not. It is Putin that is the pro.
And finally, Got a roommate ever had that, I don't know, that long argument about, you know, he's an Android user, you're an iOS user. You've had this argument over and over again, and you just figured, you know what, this got to be settled. Yeah, these two took fanboyism to the most extreme. According to the Tulsa Police blotter, a woman found a man covered in blood stumbling around the parking lot of the Evergreen Apartments. That's around 1 a.m. When the police arrived at the apartment, they learned that the roommates had been drinking and arguing over mobile phones. Then the argument escalated and both of them said, you know what, I got my Budweiser here. And the other guy was probably drinking Sam Adams, who knows. But anyways, they decided to sit there and go, you know what, let's just settle this right now. One of the roommates smashed his bottle of beer over the backside of the roommate's head. The other one said, you did that, I'm going to stab you. And that's exactly what they did. Both are okay and they're being treated for their injuries. Police, on the other hand, are trying to decide what charges should be filed. If they had charges for stupidity, yeah, it would definitely belong to this case. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, though, I hope you're going to have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.